Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Bug eggs, candy wrappers, screaming babies, cheese seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Bug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies!
Doug loves movies!
You guys got the part. Coming to you from the UCB Theater, Franklin Avenue location. Is the lighting weird tonight? Is it just me? I kind of like it, whatever it is. It seems a little moodier than normal. Seems like we're about to do an episode of Charlie Rose. This desk out here. We're at the UCB Theater, Franklin Avenue location, Los Angeles, California, Wednesday, December 23rd. And you guys are hanging out. I appreciate you being here. I know people have shit to do. Let me see those name tags, Los Angeles. Oh, boy. There's some good ones. There's some big ones. There's a bottle. Sideways. You put sideways on a bottle. That's clever. What's your name? Sideways girl?
Oh, Sid.
What?
Sid, sideways.
Sid?
Yeah.
Your name is Sid?
Yeah.
Sydney?
No, Sid.
Sid.
Just Sid. The whole Jewish man name.
All right. All right, like sudden infant death? That kind of Sid? What is, okay, so there's a movie called Yes Man, and your name is Yesenia? So it's Yesenia Man. And then you put huge candy bars all over it. Like I would, if I ate that sort of thing, I would totally get pick that name tag. I'll be shocked if it doesn't get picked. Let me think about who's up here. Oh no, maybe they don't need any sugar. There's a light up one over there. Is that kind of a Nightmare on Elm Street situation? Or what's going on there? It's Scrooged, Bill Murray. He looks kind of like Jack Skeleton, a little bit. All right, you guys, good job. Doug's Plugs, San Diego, my sweet home, this Sunday. Doug Loves Movies at 4:20. And looking ahead to January, I'm going to be on At Midnight on Comedy Central all week, January 4th to the 7th, taking on all comers. I think they're going to call it the Benson Bowl. I think that's what they decided. If you're in LA on those dates, go to oncameraaudiences.com for free tickets to a taping. Come by and watch me defeat my friends. Jonah Ray, Matt Besser. I'll think of some more. Let's see what's in the prize bag. I stopped by Planet, Daily Planet, is that what it's called? The bookstore cafe, or not a cafe, but books and magazines on the corner. I stopped in there. They had a copy of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, just sitting there by itself on a shelf. And I was like, well, that's a goddamn classic. And it should be in somebody's home for Christmas. So I bought it. Yeah, I really go all out for you guys. Somebody gave me this shirt for free, so I put that in there. It says Mustang on it. Doug Lowe's Movies shirt that's in an irregular size. It doesn't sell very well. And the true Christmas miracle, an Our Brand is Crisis button in theaters October 30th. Check it out. There's a lot of Oscar buzz on Sandy for that one. See how that pans out. Let's get my guests out here because they've hopefully got some great stuff to contribute to this this sad bag. The sad dry cleaning bag. Or this isn't even a dry cleaning bag. This is from Pink Dot. Had to ask for extra bags. And she was nice enough to give them to me, but gave me a real weird look. Please welcome Julian McCullough, Megan Neuringer, and Bobby Lee. You guys.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Anybody can answer that one.
I mean,
just jump in.
Bobby just asked me like what movie I liked in the last year, and then I couldn't think of it. Not because I don't like movies, and then last
last 10 years
I was like and then I was like, I saw something on a plane, and I was like, I'm not prepared for this show.
You'll be all right. I mean, yeah. It's, you know, Bobby's real, you know, a real interrogator.
Thank you so much.
And he was, I don't come at you that hard. My questions are more vague or trivial.
I know, but my Christmas memory, that's what I'm saying.
The craziest part about that conversation was you said it made me cry and you still couldn't remember what it was. I can't remember the last time I cried and it didn't scar me for the rest of my life. Like, I've cried 6 times.
Oh, I gotta open you
up.
Wow,
you are, yeah, you're an emotional brute. Yeah.
Doug, I have a question.
Haven't you seen Marley and Me?
That was the movie.
Well, let's meet everybody really quick here with a question. It's Bobby Lee, everybody, returning to the show. First time in Los Angeles.
It is, yes, thank you.
So that's exciting.
Very excited.
Glad I caught you.
I have a question.
Please.
Am I replacing somebody?
What does that mean?
Because you called me last night.
Oh, but I probably called, Megan a day or two ago.
Yeah.
And Julian's been on for this one for a while.
Yeah, 6 months.
But
yeah.
No, I'm grateful that you called. Okay, let's just move on.
I just, you know, you just start playing little, you know, booking games in your head. You don't want to waste a lot of time. So I'm like, well, who's going to be just in L.A. 2 nights before Christmas and happy to do a show? Oh, no, you know what I also figured out while you were around? Because you had a set last night or tonight at the Comedy Store.
Yes.
I went on the Comedy Store website and I went, I'll find somebody that's around instead of asking people that are just going to say, no, I'm at home with the family. And that's how it came about.
Well, it's really great to be here.
Okay, you were in something called Fudgy Wudgy Fudge Face?
Yes.
What is that?
I played a kangaroo. I really did. It was Harlan Williams.
Oh, okay. And what was the name of the kangaroo?
I forgot. He picked me up, and we drove into the desert, and they had me in his trunk of his car. And he had, like, an iPhone, and he goes, just do it. And then I did it, and then it came out.
All right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'd like to ask you about more of your films and how they were made.
Did it get nominated?
No.
for
it's
anything?
It's award season. Well,
maybe a Razzie or two?
Is it a feature or a short?
It was a feature, but it's like, I don't know, like whenever Harlan calls, I'll just do it because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, you know? Harlan's
sometimes
the best.
You just do faves for friends sure. and stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been in other things.
Well, let's meet Megan Neuringer, everybody. also, these are all repeat offenders here on the show. She's been on before. She knows what's happening. She's worried that she doesn't have enough movie knowledge ready to go.
Don't.
But you look like you're very, very comfortable. You look like you have a nice winter outfit on.
I'm cozy.
Right? It's a cozy, it's kind of a blankety kind of looking thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it cozy.
Yeah, it's nice.
I was this or a thunder shirt? Only dog owners know what
oh
that is.
Oh, my God. That's like a really tight dog shirt that keeps them from shaking when there's thunder.
It's a shirt that feels like a hug so they don't have like an anxious breakdown.
Oh my God.
Thunder shirt? Why don't they make them for humans?
I can't.
Under Armour.
I guess, right?
Yeah.
I can't get over shaky dogs.
Huh?
I feel really bad for shaky dogs. I'll ask the owner right away, is this a dog shaky all the time or did something just happen? Because the ones that are shaky all the time, like usually Chihuahuas, like that's just how they are. You know, what are you going to do?
I think Jamie
like, put
Lee.
Your tongue back in and stop shaking. What are you going to do?
Jamie Lee, do you know the comedian? She has one of my favorite jokes of all time. It's risque, but it's like, I don't, she's like, Chihuahuas just are the dog that looks like they've just been raped. I think that's her, but it is.
I like how a joke with a punchline is the word raped, you say is risque. Because that's not a, you know, that's not foul language per se.
But it's
you
know? A, I mean.
It's not it's naughty.
Risk, I mean.
Rape isn't naughty. It's awful.
It's, yeah.
I think 5 years ago that joke was risque.
I got raped the other night. It was so risque. I was like, oh my. I'm sorry. I should ask you a more serious question. How's your holiday going?
It's great. It's super great. I'm going to take a little vacation and see some of the California coast on Christmas Day.
Oh, that sounds
I'm going
fun.
On a honeymoon. I'm taking myself on a little honeymoon.
Really? You married yourself?
I'm just going. I'm going to look at the coastline and stay in a hotel and like eat seafood with my bare hands.
What's going to be on your feet? Don't worry about it. You don't have to answer that.
Is that for the internet or you want to know? Fucking pervert. Who wants to
I
know?
I just, whenever feet come up, you know, I just brought it up, but...
it was very risque.
It's just a good word to throw in there, you know, in the search engines, you know, if someone's looking for new feet material, it's like Megan on Doug Lowe's Movies.
It's fun.
It sounds like a great Christmas. I like ignoring Christmas. That's like
well, I'm
the
Jewish.
Thing I like doing.
So I legally have to.
I like the music and I like the general everybody being nice. I like how driving over here tonight. There was no traffic. It was pretty cool.
Oh, I love it. It's magical.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
It's magical.
I give like the homeless at least a smile with the dollar. I do. I give more.
Right?
I tip more.
They need
I
both
give
of
more
those things.
To everybody. Everybody gets a big tip. During Christmas.
That's cool.
Does that sound gross? You guys like instantly turned. I think it's a nice thing to do, but is it gross to say out loud? Where did I lose you?
I think maybe we're all lost in the fact that we still have one more guest to meet. Julian McCullough is here, everybody.
Hey.
And he loves, you know how I love movies, right? Julian... loves music. Like, he's super into music.
I'm a nerd about it.
So we're talking about, would anybody think it would be fun to listen to, like, a spin-off or sister podcast or whatever you call it of Julian Loves Music, and it's games all based around, questions about music? Would that be fun? Does that sound fun?
I think it sounds... fantastic.
I think people are super into music.
Yeah.
I think music, as much as I love movies, music is like more instantly a day changer, you know? Like you hear the right song at the right time.
Music
is seeing
made me
the
cry
right
six
entire
times.
Feature film at the It's I think it could be a fun show. So we're in talks to make that happen.
I could name a song I've listened to in the past 10 years, 5 years.
Name it.
Yeah, what was the last, what was the last song you heard?
This band called Pale Honey. They have a song called like 0100. It's on repeat.
Why is it so good?
Ooh, it sounds like a lady. Who's the guys who did Young Folks?
Can you find it in the booth and we'll listen to a little piece of it?
Yeah. They're like a Swedish like lady band.
Just throw it on no matter what's happening.
Pale Honey.
Pale Honey.
The longer it takes, the happier I'll be.
It's great.
Because I have completely forgotten. I'd be like, why the fuck is this music playing?
Pale Honey sounds like one of those things where, like, 6 years into liking the band, you're like, oh, that's what Pale Honey means? Ew.
Oh, shit, here we are. Good job at the booth.
This is so special.
Can be enough for you.
We're all gonna make out right now.
This is super, super hot.
It's been.
What does she sound like?
The girl who sang for Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Sixpence None the Richer.
Letters to Cleo.
You ruined my night.
All right, that's enough of that. But see,
no, yeah. Of course.
Oh, we're getting to the good part?
Yeah. I was like, he's going to blow it before the chorus, and it's going to ruin everything. Okay, now you can do it.
This is the kind of fun we'll have on Julian Loves Music. By the way, I liked Pale Honey the first time when they were called the Cardigans, but I'm totally kidding. That was really
nice. I
gotta
get on your podcast because I'd love to talk shit to your face about your music.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be good.
It'll be really confrontational. Yeah.
All right, we got it. We got our first booking. We'll get Megan on the first episode. You guys can go at it.
The sound in here is really nice. I could just come here to listen to music sometimes. Are you guys busy a lot?
Music makes everything better.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. My show was just at its apex. What'd you bring for the prize bag, Julian?
I brought screeners, but not the fun kind. I brought the book version of all the movies that are out.
Of some big movies.
So I have Steve Jobs. Here's why I brought it. It's not just because I'm trying to get these out of my house. It's because... if you guys are going to go, whoever gets this can go home for the holiday and have something to do with their family. You pass the scripts around and you can act out Steve Jobs, you know, and once somebody
there's
gets
parts
to cast
for all
it,
ages in there.
Yeah. And you can do Spotlight about the molestation scandal in Boston. And then you can like cast the right family member to be the priest or whatever. And then you could... my favorite
maybe
is
try
Joy.
To get the local church group to do it. Maybe
my favorite
their
one
holiday
is,
presentation.
I have not seen Joy, but I've seen the trailer like 97 times because it was before every other movie that we saw like this season. And there's that scene that always makes me so uncomfortable where she's like quiet and doing that line. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Where she's like, the whole trailer stops for like 30 seconds. And she's like, don't ever talk for me about my business. Again, it takes forever, and you're like, "What movie am I here to see again?" But anyway, you can do that line with this book.
I heard it's got a lot of yelling.
Really?
Which wouldn't come through in the book, probably.
I mean, you can make your own choice about how you're going to play each character. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds great. Pass them down. Thank you. And on Julian Loves Music, like the guests will have to bring like something from their music collection that they don't want anymore.
Mm-hmm. Like an old T-shirt of a band that they're embarrassed about,
or an MP3,
great.
Or an MP3, or just they could record them singing a song into their phone and email that to you. Something that no one would want.
What'd you bring, Megan?
I brought the screenplay of my least favorite movie of the year. it was You Guys Are the Trash. So I brought that. And then I brought
So we're not allowed to say out loud what movie it is?
I don't know that I'm supposed to give them away.
Where does it say?
I just went through every...
That's on you. But I like my WGA insurance.
Shooting script...
I don't.
It doesn't say shit about what you can do with it.
No.
It does. It gives you a little notice in the package.
Oh, threw those away. Oh, no!
What have we done?
Give them back. You got to give them back.
You got to hang on to these.
If you're a lawyer at home.
Your family.
We're going to hang on to them.
This goes right back.
They're not in the bag.
They're watermarked, so they are traceable back to you, Julian.
Oh.
Just kidding. I don't know. And then I also bought a 18-month calendar, never been touched. 2016 yoga puppies. Every single month on this calendar has a puppy doing only downward dog. Just kidding. There's different poses. But they're mostly... I'll tell you what.
Don't open...
Stupid as hell. You're going to love it. I'm almost sad giving this away.
It's going to be a great year for whoever wins this tonight. It's really terrific.
But then when people will be like, are you available? You can say, well, I'll check my calendar. It's pretty flexible.
Bobby brought something pretty cool for the prize bag.
Okay, so...
I'm pretty impressed.
Okay, I have a girlfriend, and she has... Thank you.
And... All the women are weeping.
Yeah, yeah. She has a vagina and everything. And she truly does. And the thing is that she has a stepdad, and he gave me a Christmas gift last Christmas, and I found it underneath my bed. And I don't really want it, but don't tell. But he's a good guy, so don't say anything. But it's like a Rock'em Sock'em. Yeah.
Ooh.
Rock'em Sock'em. And it hasn't been opened. And these two little white kids look like they're having fun. Look at that. Look at them. And then that's that. So, you know.
I feel like the crowd was more excited by that than the script for Steve Jobs.
It's a weird bunch. That's some weird folks coming out. No, this is a cool thing, and you guys really made this a nice prize bag. You even brought a bigger bag for me to put everything into that says Brookstone on it.
No sweets. It's a holiday show, and there's not any cookies or candies in there.
Yeah, it's nice.
I almost
people give you all
cookies.
That shit, then you eat it. You know?
You seem like you bake cookies.
Oh, I wasn't gonna bake them. I had like a half package of Mint Milanos that I was like, "Can I bring this?" And I was like, "No."
It opened.
Yeah. I was like, you know. I mean, like half this audience would be like, "That's cool," and then the other half would be like, "Fuck you."
They wouldn't get them anyway. I'd eat the other half. right here, right now. All right, so I got to ask each of you guys real quick. We're doing good on time. Have you seen any movies lately?
Monday I saw... is that me?
Sure.
Okay. Monday I saw the Star Wars.
Could you please wait your turn?
What?
Wait your turn. Star Wars Force Awakens?
Yes.
And you liked it?
I gave it a B-.
B-?
Yeah.
Oh, it's better than not... It's better than... Better than average.
It's better than average, yeah.
Slightly above average.
I mean, it was well done, and I'm a huge J.J. Abrams fan. I think at the end fucked me up a little bit. There was one moment, I want to give it away, but I thought that Chewie should have been more upset.
Whoa.
No, he was just... I didn't say nothing.
That's some heavy spoilage.
I should leave.
No, don't go. That's not
a bit of a spoiler.
It's not a big deal. He took a shower in someone else's house and they didn't have any shampoo. That's all that happened.
I gotta say, the trailer for me was full of spoilers. You know, that like as I was watching the movie, I was like, well, that guy's gotta show up and that guy's gotta see him. And that's gotta happen because I saw it in that shot in the trailer that we haven't seen yet in the film. So that's why I avert my eyes during the trailers now. I try not to watch. But this one I just watched a couple of times, and I remember that part where it went over to it was like, hey. Self-beeping. Because it's weird. How long, what is the statuette of limitations? When can we start saying Star Wars spoilers and not get people angry at us?
I give it 2 weeks.
Two whole weeks?
Can I say this? It's already made, what, $600 million
in
3 days?
It's so
fucking
huge.
It's already there. Like, you can totally just talk
about it. It's playing every 20 minutes, right?
Who's seen it? Round of applause. Who's seen the movie? Round of applause. round, round of applause. Who hasn't seen it?
That's how you hold your hand up while saying
that you haven't seen it.
Round of applause.
Why?
Round of applause.
I haven't yet.
What?
I just haven't yet.
Oh, she just hasn't yet. She's busy going to podcast tapings.
My bad.
Can I tell you why I haven't? Because I think that there would be less of a chance ISIS gets me in the theater if I just wait a minute. So I didn't want to go opening week or weekend. I'm not going to a fucking Star Wars movie
opening. They
really
do like those opening weekends, don't they?
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm not. I'll go in a month.
It's funny to think of a group of dudes from ISIS waiting in line overnight, like camped out in Star Wars outfits to be like, no, 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 we're totally into the movie.
But that's why they don't, at least my friendly neighborhood theater, like, doesn't allow costumes or props.
Right, because of ISIS.
Any of that shit, yeah.
Oh, they fucked it up.
Not even, like, backpacks.
Well, yeah, that's the shadiest costume of all.
I gotta go to that theater. I'll feel calm in that theater.
Yeah, yeah.
I wear my Thunder definitely. Shirt to that theater.
They got a couple of guys in red coats that looks like they were awarded that at a country club that stand around the lobby and berate anybody that comes in costume. I'd like to see that, like, just footage of that happening all day long. like Princess Leia's being turned away.
Just getting
for having
for
a
cosplay.
Costume on. Yeah, exactly. It's not fair. It's not right. You liked it though, right? B-.
Yeah, no, I'll give it a B.
What are you busy watching, Megan, instead of Star Wars?
Oh, I remember one of the movies that I saw on the airplane during Thanksgiving, and it was that movie with magic, with like the people that are like robbing people via magic. What was that movie?
Oh, now you see me.
What?
Now you see me.
Now you see me. Was the dumbest movie I've ever seen in my life, but it was like, I couldn't stop watching it. I was like, I literally was like, started drooling. I got so dumb watching it. Like, and then I was like, is Mark Ruffalo, are we still, he is making bad choices all the time. This is okay?
I liked Infinitely Polar Bear.
I didn't see it. But.
And he's a good Hulk.
I feel like anybody in that movie shouldn't be allowed to be in movies. That movie was so bad. You're done.
Which one?
Now you see it. Now you see me? Now you see
I
it?
Like all of those actors. They're just it's just silly. It's just the movie's too silly. The director of the movie, Louis Leterrier, who also did like Transporter movies and like he knows how to make fun movies, but he came to the Benson Movie Interruption at CineFamily of Now You See Me and stood around and chatted with us backstage on the patio afterwards about how much he enjoyed us completely shitting on that movie. I mean, we tore it apart. And he was just like, that was great. He's like, for the sequel, I just want to have the premiere here.
There's a sequel?
They're making another one.
They are yeah. not
And it's not called Now You Don't either. It's fucking Now You See Me Too.
Now More See-me-er. I hate that movie. I can't believe they're making it.
The see-me-est one yet. Oh, shit. Well, yeah, it's a crazy-ass movie, but I thought all the actors committed okay to it. But
great actors.
So silly.
It's my dream to be, like, emotionally healthy enough to go see a theater of people rip my movie apart and be like, that was great. Like, I would, you know what I mean? I don't know any comedians that would be able to handle that.
Yeah, it's, well, but it's, you know, hopefully it's just one movie, you know, like... Out of, I mean, I like I said, I like all of their work generally. All those people in that movie.
Right, yeah, but I'm just saying.
But it's not their fault, right? I mean, they read the script.
The director?
It's the director's fault, right?
That's who we're talking about,
well,
Bobby.
I don't know.
It's a lot of people.
The script was dumb.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
It was dumb.
And sometimes it's our fault, you know?
You guys,
Blade Runner, The Shining.
Can we do a spoiler on that movie? Because, like, you watch the whole movie, and then it's like a vengeance story, but through magic?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds
well, is there
awesome
a better way to
way
get
talk
even?
About it.
I can't think of a
yes,
better way to
yes,
get even than
just,
magic, because
yeah,
there's
know.
No trail.
And
you're,
what if you
you're
know magic?
Magic?
What, are you not going to use magic for yeah, your vengeance?
You've got magic as an option. Why would you be like, no, instead I'm going to go through the courts.
I may be... I'm the great litigator.
It's such a drawn out way. It's a a lot of set pieces.
It's so elaborate. The whole thing, it does not hold up when you...
No.
It's very... yeah, and that sequel will probably be similarly ridiculous and maybe even worse. So I can't wait. Julie, did you name a movie you saw recently?
No, I saw two that I loved. One of them I literally did. I know I said I only cried six times. I've cried more than that. But I cried at fucking Creed.
Okay,
a dude.
Okay, so yeah, you cry constantly.
I don't, cry is a strong word. I had a single tear. I had a single tear.
I don't know why I didn't. I felt you know, it was emotional.
You have no issues with your father? Is that why?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you guys just get along really well?
It's pretty good.
I can't watch that movie because of the timeline. You don't have an issue with the timeline?
The timeline?
Well, when Ivan Drago killed Apollo Creed, what year was that? 84. How old is the character now in the movie?
84 plus whatever.
I don't know how to
ask. It works! I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't work.
I don't think it works, the timeline, so I can't watch the movie at all.
Interesting.
I mean, it's like if you, like...
Oh, no, but they used magic to fix it, so that's why it's fine.
Oh, no, I'm out.
It's just like, you know, it's almost like a soap opera when they change actors or something. You know, they just sort of keep... You know, keep going, trudging along, even though it doesn't make complete sense. Or like another good one is like they'll just decide, you know what, these characters having a 2-year-old, it's not as much fun as a 5-year-old.
Yeah, but
so let's make the kid 3 years older when we come back after one summer's hiatus. And they just do shit like that all the time. It's just like we just accept it.
Yeah, but what if Princess Leia was like Luke's mom now all of a sudden, and we're watching her like that? The fucking hat didn't happen.
That's a great example, Bobby. trying to stay away from spoilers.
Oh, no. Is that a spoiler?
No!
No, it's ridiculous.
Do you know...
Doesn't make any sense at all.
If that was a spoiler, this room would have, burned this place down if that was a reveal. No, but I like Creed because I'm from Philly, and I love that those movies always show how, downtrodden and shitty it is to be from Philly, how everybody's just so negative, and it's ugly, and it's cold, and it sucks. And what I love about...
I didn't care much about Creed as a character. I didn't think there was anything interesting.
No, he
about
wasn't.
Him. He's
he
a
wasn't
good actor
good.
For
that,
sure.
I got to tell you that Stallone joke, and I'm going to spoil it. Sorry about the cloud. Was pretty. That was tough to watch.
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
I vaguely, but you know, Rocky's supposed to not have the greatest sense of humor. If that's what you're driving at.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's celebrated with a tiger
guy.
When
he's
he
a
got
dumb
married.
Guy. Yeah. But I just thought he was great at going back into that role again. You know, like it wasn't like silly, like a Rambo movie or something.
Right. And then on the other side, I saw Spotlight with Mark Ruffalo, and it was phenomenal. I loved it.
To watch alone.
And Mark Ruffalo was amazing in it. He could, twitch an eye to show emotion. I don't know how you do that as an actor.
I don't know, like this.
All of the actors in that movie kind of have to convey their characters just through discussing the issue at hand, because all they're doing is working and talking about working.
Yeah, yeah. You get
the
this,
entire
it's,
time.
It's incredible, the acting in
but
that
it's
movie.
But it's really fascinating.
Yeah.
And reminded me kind of like the last season of The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was the shitty reporter in the last season of The Wire directed this movie.
Oh,
Spotlight.
That's right.
Tom McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in an 80s movie, too?
I think he was.
like a good like one we all have
stuff.
A fun time with.
He's been a bunch of stuff, but he's been more of a director since he did the breakout movie for Peter Dinklage, the station agent.
Oh, okay.
Seen it.
But anyway, Spotlight was amazing. I thought I was going to be bored because I didn't know what it was about, and I was like, I don't know, the poster looks stupid. And then it was awesome. I didn't even know it was about, kids or whatever.
No, you went in thinking this is going to be about like a Broadway show.
Spotlight.
It's called Spotlight. I can't wait for all the musical numbers. And, it's a kind of, an unfortunate title. If I were involved in any way, I would have tried to convince them to call it something else. But,
no! Don't do that!
Don't! Call it Don't and make it look like a horror film.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, you guys.
I'm just thinking more awful titles.
Me
for that
too.
Well, because
every
victim
Leste,
in the movie is
what
like.
What they put on the door when you go to a hotel.
The Do Not Disturb sign?
Yeah, but in Spanish it says No Moleste.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to laugh. laugh at that. It's kids.
That's pretty funny.
Well, that's the sad thing is those kids didn't get those signs when they were coming up in church. If they had had the sign on the door, then they would have been fine. But nobody gave them the sign. That's what the movie's about. Where were the signs?
All right, before we get to the game portion of the show, I'm going to ask you guys one question. I'm going to ask each of you the same question. So I'll start with Julian. So the other two will have a little time to think this over. Julian, what? Please be honest. That's the key component to this.
Okay. That made it sound like I've been
lying already. And there's no winning or losing.
There's
no wrong answers. Just okay. Be honest with me and tell me.
I don't think I'm ready.
Please just tell me the name of your favorite Will Smith film.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Film with Will Smith. Tell the truth! Okay, Megan,
son of a bitch.
Megan, same question. What is your favorite... If you just had to name one favorite Will Smith.
Enemy of the State.
Tell the truth!
I am so mad I didn't see this guy.
Bobby, what is your favorite Will.
Independence Day.
Tell the truth!
I was gonna say, if Bobby got that, I was gonna kill myself.
Now it's part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Lady and gentlemen, people have made some name tags, and I'd like you to go grab the one that you like the most.
I mean,
that you want to play for tonight.
I got it.
And bring it back seat.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are my favorite thing in the entire universe.
While you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after this message from me talking.
Hey, everybody. There's no sponsor on this particular episode, so I just wanted to take a second to run down some of my live appearances that are coming up. Of course, we got the holiday taint shows. I'll be in San Diego this Sunday, Sweet Home San Diego, at the American Comedy Company downtown, doing a Doug Loves Movies taping at 4:20. And then later that evening at 7 o'clock, I'm going to do a stand-up show. And of course, we'll play a game with audience members at the stand-up show. So bring your name tags to that. Bring your name tags to Irvine, California on Monday, December 28th. I'll be at the Improv, and then on Tuesday the 29th I'll be in Sacramento at the Punchline, also doing stand-up, and then Wednesday December 30th at the Sacramento Punchline we're doing another Doug Loves Movies taping. Hopefully no one will yell out Amy Adams. And then in San Francisco, this is a very special treat, at 4 in the afternoon on New Year's Eve we're going to do a Doug Loves Movies at Cobb's Comedy Club. You'll be done by 6 p.m. to go to other parties or dinner or just pack it in and go home for the night. I'm not making your plans for the entire evening, but I hope to see you out on the sidewalk after the show on Columbus Avenue. And then back in Los Angeles, we're going to be back at the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics on Saturday, January 2nd, 2016. Hope to see you guys soon, and now back to the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. We have a question on the floor. Julian picked that gigantic name tag that I noticed earlier.
Yeah.
That says, do you want to try to pronounce it?
I'm going to go with Yesenia, man. Is that right?
Yeah.
So your name is Yesenia?
Yep. Wow. We already had that convo earlier, me and her. So you are going to be a great host when you get your Julian Loves Musicals.
Oh, you were out here talking. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. And she put lots of candy bars on there and Jim Carrey's faces on there a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so why'd you pick it? You just like candy?
I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. The rest of them, these candy bars can go
right, but there's lots of Reese's on there. There's like six cups.
Yeah, there's a lot of good.
Yeah, I added
here.
Them up real fast there.
Yeah, and my question is, do we have to maintain the integrity of the sign the entire show, or can I eat all of these Reese's
Peanut Butter Cups? It's yours to do whatever you want with.
Okay, are you going to be upset, Yesenia? Okay, because I wasn't going to let your
Go ahead and enjoy a cup.
Change my mind.
And try to chew loudly into the microphone. The listeners love it.
No problem. It's peanut butter, so it'll sound real good.
I don't know what to do about Zach Perlman chewing gum on the last episode. People have been saying it drives him crazy. I just say I couldn't hear it when it was happening. He was very stealthy about it in person, but I don't know what to do about it, and I apologize. From now on, I tell people, don't chew gum.
By the way,
they look at me like, why would I chew gum?
I know. That's such an unprofessional move.
Yeah. Why would I do that? Do you think I'm Zach Perlman or something?
The other thing I like about this sign, by the way, is just how happy the faces are on it. Jim Carrey was ecstatic to be in this movie.
Yeah. No, he's a real yes man, even in the stills.
Mm-hmm.
And 15-year-old Zooey Deschanel loved playing a grown woman.
Yeah.
Look at her. She's like a little child.
Those bangs ain't 15. I don't even know what that meant, but it was definitely risque.
That was super.
Do I have time? I need to go grab water if I'm going to eat all these candies. Are guests allowed to leave for water for a second? I'll run.
Did the braids make her look shockingly younger or older than you thought she was?
Bangs, not braids.
Bangs.
Yeah, that's the thing is like, that hairstyle, you never know. It's you could be 12 or 46 because Winnie Cooper, for example, had the same bangs. And, you know, when you look at a picture of Winnie Cooper now, you're still like, ah! And she was like, you know, I don't want to talk about it. And then...
your original quote? Oh, them bangs?
Them bangs ain't 16.
Oh, yeah. Them bangs ain't 16.
You know,
I'm trying to come up with hashtags for the episodes. That's a pretty good one. I think people will be looking for that one.
It's just the kind of age, you know, they make you ageless, bangs like that.
All right. Who are you playing for, Megan?
Sid Ways.
We talked to her at the beginning of the program.
Well, I just saw this sweet, juicy bottle of wine.
And her name's it's not short for anything. It's just Sid.
Well, it's a pun, sideways, but right. Sid Ways.
Sure.
Sudden infant death ways.
See,
I
went the same route. I said the same thing.
Yeah, but she said, very sweet, please keep the wine. Merry Christmas, Sid.
Aww.
It's very nice. So...
Is that part of why you picked it? You get
absolutely.
To keep the wine?
Absolutely. I didn't know, but well, as I approached, he said, and you get to keep it, so.
Are you a little upset that it doesn't say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas? Because you're
I wasn't
Jewish.
Until you brought it up. No, I like being excluded. It's cool.
Bobby, what'd you pick?
I picked Ex Machina. And can I ask you a question? Is this marijuana?
is this marijuana?
I really.
Okay, the thing is that I've been sober for 14 years. If I take this, is that relapse?
I think that probably wouldn't be good. No.
No.
Yeah, so I think that'd be.
Yeah,
good.
I'd love
you
it. Oh, I would love
is
it.
Is that you're offended? Okay.
Yeah,
you'll still play for
Nick.
But I'm
you can have the brownie though.
Yeah, you're paying that forward.
May I? I'm gonna eat this. Brownie.
Eat the whole thing right now?
Yeah. Gonna be awesome.
I bet you half is a smarter dosage on that.
Me and edibles, I bet like a mere bite and I'll be like perfectly fine.
You want to try that?
A bite?
Yeah, just take a bite.
Yesenia, are all these Reese's peanut butter cups factory sealed?
I want to eat two.
Oh, all right.
I know, doesn't it suck? She's getting a round of applause just for eating that thing.
Yeah, I guess there's no bong way to eat a Reese's. Good night. I'm leaving show business after that joke. I'm actually quitting.
Who am I going to get to host Julian Love's music?
Julian Casablancas.
Well, thank good we've got a backup Julian.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
He's super available.
Thank good.
Oh, yeah. Can I smell it?
Oh, I bet you it smells great.
It smells so good.
I'll let you smell my brownie, Doug.
I'm such a nerd that there was a pop brownie being offered and I picked the candy one.
So yeah, just have a little bit of it and open up some of that Sidway's wine. And
you don't seem stoned enough.
Who,
do you want some?
No, I don't want any of that.
Your eyes are mere slits.
No,
do you want some?
I need to be able to read, so I gotta...
Remember, Megan... You'll forget you ate it, and then tomorrow you'll want to go to the hospital.
Do you want
that's
some?
That's how edibles work. No, I'm also sober.
No, just one bite's going to be fine.
Two days.
Seems like you're having more than one bite.
That's all I'm having. I don't feel it yet. No, I'm just kidding.
Eat the whole thing. You got to eat the whole thing, and then you'll feel it right away.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, the pot freakouts I've had. Two of them have involved.
I just looked at the face of the dude who made the brownie. Don't eat that brownie.
Wait, what?
That dude's gonna follow you back to your apartment.
No.
I'm just kidding. You just look super, like, happy and high, so. I'm totally kidding.
No. All of my pot freakouts have involved either, like, vomiting in the bathtub or vomiting at, like, the Glendale Galleria. Or vomiting at LACMA. So, I don't do edibles anymore. I'm gonna eat this whole thing.
Most movies have vomiting in them now.
It's like male nudity. The new trend.
No, that's not... No, not most. When was there most male nudity?
No. Take the Snickers.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt Candy Barter Town.
By the way, Megan, that's a heroin Snickers, so you might want to be careful with that, because when you eat it, it's...
Just a lick.
It hits you later, the heroin.
The first game we're going to play is called Doug Loves Musicals. Doug Loves Musicals. I'm going to say a name of a bunch of songs that were in one movie musical.
Can't do it.
Don't give up so early.
I've never even seen one.
You've never seen a movie musical?
I get panic attacks. I can't do it.
But I bet you know the names of some.
What?
Movie musicals.
Yeah, how do you know to avoid them if you don't know which ones they are?
Well, I Google it and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And if they're singing, I can't do it.
Yeah, you'll think of some.
All right, okay.
You'll think of some. Just any guess is a good guess.
I mean, I was in The Sound of Music when I was in middle school.
See, that's a perfect example of a movie musical.
Yeah, but what happened
that
was...
That might be the answer.
I played Kirk, which was like, it was all white, and then me, and when I went on the stage, the whole audience laughed. And then in my head, I'm like, I should justify why I'm in, you know, I mean, this group. Like, I was adopted or whatever, but...
You didn't yell that out?
No. Well, I play in the sun a lot or whatever, but it's like... I have Down syndrome or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't... And so they all laughed, and then I, like, had an issue ever since then. I can't do it.
But, I mean, that sounds like a historical incident of colorblind casting. I just saw Hamilton. All right, so I'm going to just name songs from a movie musical and just guess titles of musicals that this might be, and you can guess as many times as you want.
Over each other?
Yeah, yell them out, you know, because it's just going to pop into somebody's brain. No, I'm just going to say the titles of the songs.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, great.
What? Okay, this first one's called Gee, I Wish I Was Back in the Army. There's a song in a musical. Another song is called The Old Man.
Miss Saigon.
Great guess. Incorrect.
Damn it.
What can you do with a general?
Okay. Yentl.
No.
Is that a musical?
I don't remember any generals.
No, this is old. This is old.
It's an army musical.
This is old, right?
Good idea. Give the other contestants clues. Oh. Love, you didn't do right by me.
I mean,
the best things happen while you're dancing.
I don't think more songs is going to help.
Oh, it will. Because most movie musicals, there's a song in the movie
that's the title of the movie. Like Star Wars.
I cleverly put that one last on this list. Sisters is a song in this movie musical.
I'm so mad I can't even think of a Sisters.
Heat Wave. Is the song they sing about? They sing about a heat wave. Then, like it's crazy. Next thing you know, they're singing about a song called Snow. It's a song called Snow in this classic old
Bye Bye Birdie
movie.
No.
No, I gotta lean back just a little bit.
Is the whole crowd like you guys are idiots or you don't know?
No,
what this
no,
is
it's
either.
Probably 50-50 at okay. best, but. Some people know it, and but I got to see your mouths because I'm down to the last song. We got to determine a winner, and that last song is White Christmas.
White Christmas. That was like I was Kristen Wiig. I was Kristen Wiig near Fred Armisen on that one.
Oh, that's my favorite thing. I think Julian won. Yeah, Julian, you won it, but that was close.
Oh, so there's going to be a theme.
And Megan was just kind of like, why would I do this? Why would I
participate? I'm legally not even allowed to say the C word. I can say Xmas, but I can't say, you know, because it's got his name in it.
From 1954, Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye.
Mm-hmm. Fun musical fact. White Christmas is the number one selling single of all time.
As performed by Bing?
Yeah.
Another fun fact, he beat his wives.
Hey.
He did.
You know, not while he was singing the song.
You don't know.
It's how he used to keep time. And a one, and a two. Sorry.
You know, I opened that garbage chute, but I want to shut it.
All right. Let's play another game. But like I said, Julian was the winner of that one. So we'll start with Julian, and then we'll go to Megan, and then over to you, Bobby, in a little game I like to call Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'll just say it straight up to Julian. He's the only one that has to answer right now, but it might come down to you if he can't come up with the correct answer. What movie?
I know you want
You're still trading candies around the...
Well, I feel bad that I called him a rapist, so I'm giving the high guy a candy because they never say no. What? None of that was mean.
Don't you have any integrity, sir? You're just slowly peeling
it's
and
eating it. It's a Reese's.
You're like, it's true. This is so good. Yum, yum. He said, I don't say no. And look at me not saying no.
Would a rapist wear a shirt that's that identifiable? Is like,
what does it say?
He's the only person in the world wearing that shirt.
Oh, bear pong? That's funny. And it's two bears playing beer pong? There's so many layers.
So at least the victim would have a laugh.
Yeah. Well, she'd laugh once and then laugh again when she's like, oh, it's a double. Okay. That's fun. Are you done yet?
All right. Happy holidays, everybody. And Julian, you get to start.
Okay.
What movie has this tagline? You know, like on the poster or whatever. One hit could ruin your whole day.
No, that's got to be... that's going to be... Sniper with Tom Berenger.
Okay.
I'm kidding. That's One Shot, One Kill. I don't know.
All right. Oh, you knew the one for that.
Yeah, I guessed when I knew was wrong 100%. One hit can ruin your whole day. Oh! Do I get another guess?
I think you're thinking of Shoot to Kill, maybe? Was Sidney Poitier?
No, Sniper was One Shot, One Kill.
Okay.
But am I done, or can I, if I just remembered it?
No, you blew it. Oh. Moves to Megan. One hit could ruin your whole day.
God, I'm so mad.
It's the one about the guy from Saturday Night Live, Jim Brewer, mm-hmm. and he played a stoner.
Oh, are you thinking about Half-Baked?
Yes.
Incorrect. Bobby, one hit could ruin
when
your whole
When they say hit,
day.
is it a musical hit or is it a gunshot?
Oh, wouldn't that
well,
be an amazing thing to know?
Yeah, that would probably help out a lot. Probably be an unfair clue.
The Doors?
One hit could ruin your whole day.
The Doors?
Yeah, I think that would.
Then they made it, and then they all started dying.
Yeah, I didn't like it. They didn't like having a hit.
People started dying.
Yeah, it's bad.
I like the implication that the Doors only had one hit. I like that attitude.
What was the
name? Or it could be that thing you do. They only have the one hit in that.
Oh yeah.
But no, it's actually.
Can I?
Oh, you would know it.
I think so.
What is it?
Friday.
No.
Damn it.
No, it isn't. They have a nice time after taking some hits. No, where things go kind of bad in a way that's violent and upsetting is in a movie called Pineapple Express.
Oh,
but on the weed, correct to think about it being weed.
I was in that. I was in that movie.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's so funny.
Fuck.
Yeah, but you were in a trunk, so it doesn't really.
No, that's Ken in Hangover. Fuckface. Me and Ken played assassins in that movie. I had one line, but fuck, I was in it.
Oh, I remember that. I remember you in that
the
movie.
I went to the bar. Yeah. Seth Rogen shot me. Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, you should have known.
I should have known that.
Answer.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking tard, man.
I mean, of the three of us,
all right.
You definitely were in it.
Let's try another one, you guys. That was fun, though. Let's try another one. We'll start with you again there, Julian.
Okay.
Only girls phone home. Only girls phone home.
Earth Girls Are Easy?
No, but that's that could work. Megan?
It's not Earth Girls Are Easy.
No.
Well, it's probably only also girls. Earth Girls Are Easy girls and whatever this movie is.
Phone home. Only girls phone home. Only girls phone home.
Sixth Sense.
This is a movie that everybody's heard of?
Oh,
I want to be like, he-t?
She-t?
Yeah, she-t. Yeah, how'd you miss that?
That's a she-t answer.
Hey!
All right, I'm sorry, Megan, you're out. What do you think it is, Bobby?
Taken?
No, it's not Taken.
Hey, it's not Taken. That was good. That was good. Can I? I don't want to ruin the game, but I wouldn't be surprised if you're in this movie.
It's a movie
too.
About an alien called Paul.
I was in that fucking movie!
I knew it!
I swear to God, I played a valet in that fucking movie!
Yeah, you should leave. No, you should definitely leave.
This is the fucking worst. I swear to God I am. Hey. I got cut out of the... But if you watch the DVD or the director's cut,
yeah.
I'm fucking in the movie.
Right.
I get in a fight with a Klingon, right, and I play a valet in it. I shot it in San Diego with Simon Pegg, and yeah, I never saw it.
Obviously.
I never saw Pineapple Express. I fucked up!
All right, let's do another
one. Honestly, yeah. this is the best theme ever, he's naming all your films.
I'm just
going to
fucking.
You know what?
I'm going to throw in a movie that I fucking was in, and I didn't watch it.
Let's try another one.
I get
you
God,
think
I get
Doug would be let's dumb enough to make see. The next one also
I think
a movie
it might
you were
be,
in?
Yes, yeah. It's got to be.
Here we go. Julian gets first crack at it.
Doug, I was on the one with Rob Hubel where you did this 14 times in a row to him, and he never got any of them right.
Where I did what to who?
Nothing.
Christmas.
Wait.
comes prematurely.
Ew.
Christmas comes prematurely.
Okay, now, what Christmas movie would Bobby Lee be in?
Fucking cocksucker.
Bobby, do you know?
Yes.
I want to get it before you so bad. Christmas comes prematurely this year?
Yes, it does. Comes prematurely.
Oh, what? Oh, Bad Santa. It's gotta be.
Incorrect.
Ah!
That would be my guess.
Megan,
where
what's your guess?
Oh, Santa.
Okay, so if it's not Bad Santa, Christmas
Bad Santa
comes prematurely.
Was Santa ever a teenager?
Kringles?
Krampus, you're thinking of Krampus. It's definitely not the tech.
Crimp Kringles, the movie. The movie. Crispy Kringles. Yes, my final answer is Crimpsy.
It doesn't do you any favors to run the clock with a super long answer, but
Crimpy Kringles.
It was a great try.
So that wasn't
it? So bring it home. Bring it home, Bobby, and tell us the title of this motion picture.
Harold and Kumar 3.
Oh, right.
I'm going to have to, I need the
it's
full title.
It's fucking Christmas, a Christmas movie.
I need the full
you
title.
You don't know the title.
What's the full title?
What's the full title, Bobby?
Of the third in the series.
You don't know. He doesn't know.
Jin K movies.
You're sober. You don't have an excuse.
That's a weird thing to yell at somebody.
You're sober. How do you do it? How do you
is that
stay
it? That's not it.
So
it can't be
drunk.
It. That's not it.
What?
Is that it?
No, there's more words to it.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter if you win or lose anyway. It's no big deal. It's just
okay.
Somebody brought like some Rock'em Sock'em bullshit, and nobody wants that. A very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas. This is the full title of that son of a bitch. What'd you do in that one? Do you have a fun story about that one?
I died.
Hey.
In the beginning of the movie. I got pelted with eggs.
And that kills you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just thought that I died. It fucking hurt, so fuck it. You know what I mean? I died.
You internalized getting pelted by eggs as your character dying?
Well, I fell to the ground. I did convulsions, and I just thought, oh. Yeah. In my head, I'm like, I'm dying.
Oh, yeah, he has like a seizure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it a funny seizure?
I don't fucking remember. Was I didn't like see a dog.
Is it a funny death scene?
Yes, very funny.
They don't have serious parts in Harold and Kumar movies?
No.
They don't? Where they're like, oh shit, we're scared. That guy really killed that other guy.
No.
I feel like he's
what's
making
MPH a MPH gonna do next? They probably say to themselves a lot in those movies. All right. Let's play a game called Last Man Stanton. And audience approved. And we've got a new wrinkle, Bobby, that you're gonna be very excited about. Bobby.
Yeah.
You're gonna love this.
Okay.
If at one point during the game you can't come up with an answer,
yes,
you can ask for a lifeline.
Ooh.
To the person that you're playing for. Nick, be ready. Yeah, get that rape face ready.
You okay?
Get you out good? Of rape mode and into trivia mode. Why would anybody say that about a person? That was so weird.
Bobby should have to blow a whistle and then he comes in and so. This one's not going to go online.
So yeah, Nick, be ready, and Sid, be ready if Megan needs help, and the same for Yesenia. And we're going to play Last Man Stanton, which involves getting the name of an actor or actress for all of us to take turns naming motion pictures that that person was in. Somebody tweeted at me yesterday something about how they had the perfect Last Man Stanton. Do you know who you are?
Not if it was Bobby.
Raise your hand if you're like, I'm going to be there tomorrow night and I got a good Last Man Stanton. Is it you?
Harrison Ford.
No, that's not a good one. I mean, it is a good one, but I think we just did it recently. I think. I'm pretty sure. Now they're just going to start yelling out names. And we have to cherry pick that way. But it wasn't a person that tweeted at me. Oh, here. Was it you? And you said, what did you say in the tweet? Oh, what else did you say in the tweet?
Hey, how about Michael Keaton?
No, you didn't. You just said you had a good one. You didn't say it was Michael Keaton. Oh, you did to me?
Yeah.
You were like, you should use Michael Keaton? And I didn't write back some stupid, like, I can't know ahead of time who it's going to be because I like to play along. So now it feels like we're in cahoots. But that's cool. Everyone knows we're not in cahoots. And I don't remember anything. I'm trying to think of who Michael Keaton is. Oh, I can picture him now. Just joking around.
No, that was a good...
I'm going to kill you guys at this game.
That was a good cover.
All right, so it's Michael Keaton. And we're going to start with... Julian won that last game, did he?
No,
he won,
Bobby,
won the game before that.
Bobby kind of remembered that he was in Harold and Kumar.
He kind of got the title right. Okay, yeah. So Bobby, you go first, Bobby, and then we'll go to Megan.
Any movie he's been in.
And then to Julian. Just name any movie.
He was in Jackie Brown.
Yeah, he was. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good one. Megan?
Birdman.
All right, now you know what kind of trouble you're
full
getting
title.
Into right here. Do you want to take that back and say something that you know the full title of?
Oh, Mr.
Uh-huh,
Mom.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
What? Well, the full title of Mr. Mom is Mr. Mom.
Or the unexpected virtue of overfilling the washer dryer. all right, so Julian?
Batman.
Sure.
I'll take Batman.
Get it. Go after it. I'll take Night Shift.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
My turn?
Yeah, sure.
He was in RoboCop.
Yeah, that remake one, yeah.
Yeah, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This is a reboot.
He was in The Other Guys.
Yep. Uh-huh. Got an audience judge.
Yep.
Literally,
you're
like,
darn tootin'.
There's got to be a movie called In Cahoots.
Maybe, yeah.
That's fine.
Let's play the game. We don't play make 'em ups around here.
Okay, I'm gonna take an obvious one.
Real ass movies.
I'm taking all the obvious ones. Beetlejuice.
Yeah, why not? Why not tear that one up? I'm gonna go with one that I just. I think it's too soon to knock it out of there, but I really like it a lot, and so I'm going to say it.
Let's hope it's not mine.
It might be, man. It might be.
Is it in cahoots?
Jackie Brown's what tipped me off to it,
because
it made me think, well, then I should just say... out of sight.
Oh, thank God, that's not mine.
Bobby,
there's this one movie where
he's like
multiple, like there's like multiple Michael Keatons, and there's 15 of them or 20 of them, whatever. And I can't duplicate.
Really?
I need Lifeline.
Don't say anything. Okay. Oh, he's going for his
my lifeline. I can do my lifeline now.
Yeah.
Lifeline, friend.
Nick, what do you want?
Take mine.
Spotlight.
Spotlight.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's real good.
Spotlight.
No, Spotlight.
He didn't use
Spotlight, dog.
He didn't use his lifeline for what he was already guessing, so he just gave it to me?
Huh?
What happened?
About?
Wait, he gave the clue. Of
that's
what
my
he,
answer. Spotlight.
Yeah.
The movie where there's multiple Michael Keatons. Spotlight.
No, I was that was inner dialogue I was doing.
Okay.
That's not a fucking answer.
Wait.
That's my thought process.
Okay.
So any one of us can say the proper title of the movie he was referring to.
So I'm next.
Sure.
Multiplicity.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
There you go.
I just thought
angry.
It was. You already gave it, so. But you know,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm just a woman.
Okay.
I'm not mad. I'm just a woman. Where do we leave off?
It's my turn.
It's Julian's turn.
Actually, I don't want to say this one because I'm not. It's okay. The paper.
Okay.
That was yours.
It gave me a nice flashback to a time period where he was also in a film called Gung Ho.
See, we're all going to have to take your word on
Gung
that one.
Ho.
Getty won a Nobby.
Apologies to. Oh, is right? he? Do they hit a gong every time he walks in? They do? Oh, Jesus. I thought that was just...
I just thought of
I'm out.
16 candles.
I'm out.
You're out?
Yes.
Okay. Megan, you still have a lifeline?
I don't need it.
She's not going to use a lifeline, you guys. She's not fucking around.
My life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Never
mm-hmm.
cried harder at the movie than my life.
That's
the
Kidman.
Full title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a little bit of like potential like awards buzz around him for that one. But it took all the way to Birdman. I've said too much.
There's one that's so obvious that I'm like, I can't believe it's. I must be wrong. I don't know. I'm afraid it could be wrong on it, so I'm going to go with another one. Pacific Heights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's one that's so, I'm like, right?
Are you thinking of Need for Speed?
No. Is that real?
You sure is?
Oh, my God.
That's what I just
said. Why
did
everybody say he disappeared for so long? Apparently he's been in everything.
Oh, yeah. He's been like a little under the radar, but he's been putting in solid work and taking mm-hmm. smaller parts and stuff.
Cool.
Rebuilding.
Yeah.
All right, I got to use
he
my
must have
life
a good agent or something.
What?
Can I say it?
What's happening? Oh, you're using your lifeline.
I'm using my
sorry,
lifeline.
I'm sorry. I just saw somebody in the audience was just suddenly speaking. You know how I feel about that. Okay, so you're using it?
Mm-hmm.
And
Sid.
It's Sid. Okay, yeah.
Was he in Inventing the Abbots?
Sid says Inventing the Abbots.
I have to agree that he was?
I think that would be a good idea if
okay,
you agreed
yeah.
or not.
I agree. Sure he was.
Where'd you come up with that? Is it true? Is it true?
Yes.
He's in it, really?
He narrates it.
He narrates it?
That counts. The
I
voice
love
is part
it.
Of the actor's instrument.
I love it.
That's right. Awesome. Thank you.
I'm still going to verify it.
That was like the clapping from like a chess match. You know what I mean? It's like that very like smart like, ooh. 9 moves from now, this is going to pay off.
What am I looking for?
Are you just
inventing
on Michael Keaton's IMDb right now?
But what about it?
How come you have to prove ours and we don't have to prove yours?
What?
You said Gung Ho. Nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, no. Gung Ho is a big... Ron Howard directed it. It was about a car company...
Oh, that was the car
Keaton.
One?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Gung
I just
Ho.
Didn't know the name.
No, he plays a car salesman.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton narrates Unbilled.
Unbilled? They knew
Inventing
an Unbilled.
The Abbots.
Sick.
No, shit.
excuse me, who just no, said that?
It's one of our many audience judges.
Yeah. He looks like David Foster Wallace. That was
yeah. Wait, am I out?
No, I say you're in. Yeah, I think that was a successful use of your lifeline.
That's why it's called Doug Loves Movies and not you guy yelling from the audience makes someone feel dumb doesn't love movies.
I don't know. That second one has a
title.
It has a ring to it, I feel like. It really rolls off your tongue.
Why don't you start that podcast?
He just might.
How dumb would you feel if it was amazing?
I'd want to be on it.
You would be the first guest.
Pump me up.
Okay, I'm going to go with mine that I am like, I'm never going to be invited back if I'm wrong about this.
What? Why would you never be?
Because if I'm wrong, it's like so bad that I'm wrong about this.
Okay.
Batman Returns?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Jesus Christ. I'm like, how come no one's saying Batman? I already said Batman.
No, I forgot he was in two. I forgot he returned.
But that's also the hilarious thing, is this still no one has said Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
Oh.
I didn't know the full title. I was like,
I sure did.
Oh, yeah.
So back at you, Megan.
Michael Keaton.
One more.
Was in Tootsie.
Oh, that's a fun guess. But nice try. You're out. You don't have to put the mic down or anything.
You guys are like,
we're not going to contribute in any way.
I'll definitely talk forever.
Okay, good.
Julian. If I can't think of one in the next... I'm going to use my lifeline. It's that time. Oh, Yesenia has fucking zero idea. She didn't know he was in Batman. Do you have one? Do you have anything?
Do you have a favorite Will Smith movie?
Oh!
Holy shit, I've been trying to think of what that was called.
Yeah, it's the most depressing movie.
He isn't that.
Ever. There's
Say it
not
out loud for the listeners.
Clean and Sober.
Clean and Sober, Julian's right. Clean and Sober.
Oh, is that where he goes to like a home and he's got a mullet? No, right?
Kathy Baker's in it, and like, he's a you know, he hits rock bottom, so he goes to a clinic or what, you know.
There's another Michael Keaton movie where he's got a mullet and nice tight blue jeans.
He goes to the Betty Ford or something.
It's the only recovery movie I've
seen. He goes to meetings,
yeah.
Right?
Where, like, by the end, you still don't feel better. It's like, why did they show this?
Yeah, it's kind of intense. From the guy that wrote and created the TV show Moonlighting, Glenn Gordon Caron. It's like really interesting move on everybody's part. You said Clean and Sober. I'm thinking he was in a hockey thing called Touch and Go.
Mm.
Touch and Go.
Wow.
Oh, which made me think of another one.
God damn it. Oh, come on. I gotta know.
I don't think I'm going to get the name right, but do you have one more, Julian? We got to wrap stuff up here.
I mean, there's so many people in this movie. He's got to be one of them. I'm going to say Ocean's 11.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no...
He wasn't Scott Conn in that.
I can't think of him in that, but what about, was it called Herbie Rides Again? Herbie Fully Loaded. That's right, Fully Loaded. I remember making jokes about Lindsay Lohan being fully loaded.
Oh, that's hilarious.
While she made that movie. But yeah, Michael Keaton was in that. Yeah.
All right. Okay, he also did some
What other ones
voices.
Did we miss? Johnny Dangerously.
Oh, that's a good one. Good one.
White Noise.
What?
Says the white face from the...
Oh, Dream Team.
Dream Team.
Oh, I'm so mad I forgot about Dream Team.
Dream Team, he's got the mullet, right? With the tight blue jeans?
Yeah.
Yes. I recently saw that. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Jack Frost, of course.
He was in Inside the Actor's Studio, Michael Keaton.
You know, I hope he gets the Oscar.
For...
He's good.
Wait, did he already get one?
No, he was up for it for Birdman, but he lost to Eddie Redmayne as...
Michael Keaton, from me to you, I hope this is your year.
Hmm.
I haven't seen the movie, but I just think, look at his body of work. Mm. You're always happy he's in the movie. You're never not happy he's in the movie. Michael Keaton.
Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking.
Is Michael Keaton a sponsor?
I was going to say Stephen Hawking.
This message brought to you by
Michael
Keaton.
I had to wait a while, but I wanted to get that in.
I hate it when I like bring something up and then never resolve it, you know, because then I hear about it on Twitter. I go, damn, how'd I do that? Why'd I do that? Who just won? Julian
you
won.
You did.
You won, though, after me, right?
Yeah.
You lasted second longest. Yeah. So you won on behalf of Yesenia. She gets the prize bag.
Hey! There you go. I would have felt bad if I ate, like, all her candy and then lost.
Did she help as a lifeline?
Yeah, she did. She had clean and sober.
That's good, yeah. So you really deserve that.
Yeah.
You really pitched in.
Mm-hmm. You should eat this pot brownie.
I can't offer my gifts. I mean, you could have some.
Now, Nick, you didn't put a shithead on the back of here. Can you come right one down? Can you come right one down right now?
No way he forgot. That guy forgot.
There you go. Just write it down there. And then on that bottle, back of the wine bottle, is there a shithead on there? Okay, let me see the back of that, Megan, for the shitheads. And you got anything you want to plug there, Julian McCullough? Julian McCullough, everybody.
Yes. Oh, I finally have a good one that people might go to. The day after Christmas, I'll be at the American Comedy Co. In San Diego, California for two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. So come to that. That's a good club.
Very nice, very nice. Megan Nuringer, everybody. What do you got coming up that we should look for?
I'm doing Crash Test here at 11 p.m. on January 11th.
UCB Franklin location. Love it here. Should be a good time. And Bobby Lee, everybody.
Thank you.
Bobby.
I have a...
Listen, we've gone over, and really got to wrap this up, so... What's your plugs, buddy?
I have a podcast called Tiger Belly.
That's a great name.
That's a good name.
Because
it says you have no idea what's going to happen when you turn into Tiger Belly.
I just realized that I gave mine too soon because this fucking thing won't be out by the time that show happens. So I'll be on Sketchfest in San Francisco when that happens. So come see me there.
That's in January, right?
Yeah, it's in...
This is going to be out like tomorrow.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah.
Well...
Got in his double plug.
I did.
People are going to listen to this instead of talking to their families over the Christmas break. I like to provide a lot of content for those people. Oh, if back in my day I could just listen to podcasts on Thanksgiving. Make it so much easier. I got plugs. Did you say everything you wanted to say, though? Okay, good. Next, Doug Loves Movies in Los Angeles is at Meltdown Comics on Saturday, January 2nd. That's 2016 at 420, ish. Thank you for reminding me. One more time for all of my guests and for yourselves. Apologies to whatever's up next. We went a few minutes over, but as always, not getting Adele concert tickets is a shithead. And actual rapists are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves